Yeah, welcome to the Netzpolitik.org video podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl and my guest today is Erik Dobelbohr from Mininova. Yeah, what is Mininova?
Mininova is one of the largest torrent site search engines in the world, I would say. What more do you want to know?
For example, what's different to the Pirate Bay, which is maybe the most famous tracker site for the BitTorrent file sharing network?
There's one technical difference between Mininova and the Pirate Bay, and that's that we run a search engine. People upload torrents to us and we put them on our website, and people download torrents from us, and that's it. The Pirate Bay runs a tracker, and a tracker is I'm not sure if I should discuss all the technical things, but a tracker is once you download the torrent, you will connect to a tracker, and from there on, you start downloading the content from the torrent. So we don't run a tracker, we only host the torrent files and have a search engine, so you can easily find the torrent files you're looking for. There's also a difference in vision. Vision on how file sharing should be, and I'm not sure what I should say about that. I think it's the Pirate Bay is just the site that's in the news, all over the news, if there's something about file sharing, and the Pirate Bay is probably connected to it. They're really controversial. We're more in the background. We run an official real company, and we're trying to profile ourselves as a real company that should be taken seriously. And I think that's also a big difference about it.
So what's the history of Mininova? Where does it come from? When did you start it?
Mininova is, we're the five co-creators of Mininova. Four of us studied computer science together in the Netherlands. That's how we know each other. And one of them is the smaller brother, one of the other four. We started about 3 years ago, when about the time Supernova, another very big BitTorrent site, was stopping. And that was about the time that we started creating our own torrent site for fun. It was just between the four of us. It wasn't even publicly accessible. It was just a small project. It was one of the first websites I made, so it was like I always find it cool to work with new technologies and see what's possible with them. So that's basically what we were doing. We were just creating the site for fun and to see what we could make of it. But by the time Supernova stopped, we decided, well, maybe we should put it online and invite a couple of friends and let them use it as well. And the close friends showed it to some more friends, and it grew rather rapidly in the beginning. It grew further and further and further, and we added more and more features, and that's about where we're now. We're still growing a bit slower than we used to, but that's how Mininova started.
When did you found the company?
The company exists for 1.5 years now, I think. We didn't start with the company right away because, well, obviously when you have such a small site in the beginning, you don't see the need for a company. But later on, when we were growing bigger and bigger and bigger, we really decided that, well, if we were hosting our own servers, we need to pay for them, we have some income from the ads, and well, you need to pay taxes for that. It would be best if we started a company so we can do all the things inside of the company, and we don't, it doesn't affect our personal financial life as much as it used to. So I think about 1.5 years ago, we decided to start a company and contacted some people to make that possible.
Can you give us some statistics about the usage of MiniNova? It sounds very big.
Yeah, we have about 2 million unique visitors each day. About 14-15 page views each day. I'm not sure how much torrent downloads we have each day. We reach, if you read on our blog, we reached 2 billion downloads a couple of weeks, months ago. But actually, I think we reached 3 billion downloads today. I'm not sure, I haven't checked yet, but we were really close the last couple of days. We have a lot of downloads. There are about 6 million searches each day. A couple of days ago, I actually compiled a lot of statistics from MiniNova about unique visitors and such, and it showed that around 2% of the whole world population have, in the last couple of years, once visited MiniNova. So that's quite a lot, I would say. We have around 14 million unique visitors each month.
Yeah, that's very much.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're one of the biggest sites on the internet, according to Alexa, and probably some people watching this will say that Alexa isn't that accurate, and I agree, but just for statistics sake, according to Alexa, we're at in the top 70 of the biggest websites on the internet at the moment, and we're still growing a bit each day, so we're hoping to enter the top 50 soon, probably.
And you are running that company with whom? How many people?
With the five of us, the same people that created the website. And, we all spend a couple of hours each day doing things for answering mails, which is a big task to do, and working on improving it a bit. We're still working on making it better, adding new features, making the servers faster. That's one of the bigger things we're working on lately, because the increase in traffic, the site is slow from time to time, so we're really doing our best to improve everything.
And what's the technical background? How many servers do you use? Which kind of operating system? And
I can say the amount of servers we are using now, but I'm quite sure that by next month or next couple of weeks it will change. But at the moment we're using 5 front-end servers, which everything runs on Linux, but we're using 5 front-end servers which run LightTPD, which is a lightweight open source web server. We have 1 master database server, we're using MySQL as a database system. 1 master database server where all the updates and inserts and everything is happening. And we have, at the moment, 6 or 7 slave databases. 6 now, I think. We placed 2 new ones yesterday, which are handling all the queries from the front end. And we have 2 search servers, which are running Sphinx. It's an open source full text searching engine, which is quite a lot faster than MySQL. And we use that for the search page to do the actual searching. We have 1 load balancer. We run Linux virtual hosting, which is something built into the kernel. And we have some ad servers. I think at the moment 6 ad servers. And we have some other servers that are doing some other things. The forum, for example, runs on another server in the United States. And we have some 1 server for NFS file system, and some other server that we use for different personal things.
While the Pirate Bay has the motivation of freedom of information, and thinks about or is providing service without censorship, you do have rules.
Yeah.
Which kind of rules does MiniNova have?
One of our important bigger rules is that we don't allow any pornographic related torrents. It's because we want to profile ourselves as called a family-friendly site, and so obviously those torrents are uploaded to Mininova, all kinds of torrents are, but we have a lot of users. Every time one of those pornographic torrents gets uploaded, we have a lot of users saying, this is not family friendly, can you please remove that because my children are using Mininova, and we remove those torrents. And we have some moderators who are actively searching for those torrents from time to time. Another rule we obviously have is no spamming, no viruses, all that kind of standard rules. And those, I think it's important to have those rules. It's the freedom of information is important, but if you to make it accessible for the users, easier to use, to get to appeal to a bigger public, I think you need to have some rules to make sure that everyone gets what he wants and doesn't end up with all kinds of viruses, for example, on his computer. And that's the rules we have. Not much, not more. That's it.
And it seems that your business model is selling advertisement, is it?
Yeah. We don't have any donations or we don't have any other income, it's just advertising.
So it's lots of advertisement coming in?
I am not going to say how much we make, obviously. The only thing I can say is that it's a lot less than most people think it is. It's not like I'm buying a new Ferrari every day. I don't even have a car, so I'm not making that much money off it. We need to pay the servers, and obviously, if you look on the internet, you will find that ads don't pay that well.
Yeah, no. And what about the movie industry? Do they like you because you are providing the service to get access to their material?
They don't see it like that, and obviously they don't like us. But we're hoping that will change in the future, and we're hoping they will see that this is just another way for them to make money, and that we can work together to work for a better future in which they will. Well, it's obvious that people want to share files the way it is now. If so many people use Mininova, then it's obvious that people want it and that they should work together and work for. If they start fighting against it like they're doing now, they're just working against themselves, really. They can't stop file sharing, so. But if they like us, no, probably not.
Do they send you cease and desist letters or ask for log files of your users?
We've never had a request for log files or IP addresses or something like that. We don't keep the IP addresses of our downloaders, so they wouldn't be able to get it anyway. We get a lot of we get cease and desist letters, DMCA requests, and if a request is valid, if a content owner sees his content on the torrent point that are pointing to his content on Mininova and he wants them to be removed, then yeah, we remove them for them. It's not like we can. We're not going to say that that's bullshit or that they can't have it removed. We actually remove content, and there are a lot of anti-piracy organizations and normal companies, people using that. So we get multiple requests per day to remove some torrents, and we do that.
Let's come to a vision, or your vision. What's your vision of Mininova for the future?
My vision for Mininova of the future is that we will start working together with the content providers and Mininova will hopefully change into a website where which is being used by the content providers to distribute their content and to show it to people, and that at the moment all the users are uploading the torrents and well, taking the content from how was it? I think, yeah. Well, I see a future in which we work together with the content providers in and make money together, and they can use our huge database of users to spread their content, and that they aren't fighting against it anymore. That's how I see the future of Mignola.
And last question, what are the most searched materials on Mininova? Are they all looking for computer games or movies?
We've actually made a blog post about that once, and the most downloaded category on Mininova is television series, because, well, a lot of television series air in the United States, and then it takes, well, sometimes more than a year for them to air somewhere in Europe. And
1 year would be fast.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Doctor Who in German.
Television series are really the most downloaded, because people want to watch the television series they like at the moment they want, and they don't want to wait for them to appear on television and then have to schedule an evening where they will have to watch at a certain time, and people want to watch whatever they want at the time they want, so television series is definitely the most downloaded category.
Yeah, and then thank you for the interview, and thank you for the service you're providing.
You're welcome.
And yeah, have fun.
Yeah.